Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says combination of digital India, startup growth and youth participation is reshaping country's future. United States imposes 25% tariff on countries doing business with Iran. IMD forecasts dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated today. President Draupadi Murmu greets people on the occasion. And in sports, India Open 2026 badminton tournament begins in New Delhi today. Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Women's Premier League cricket last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the combination of digital India, startup growth and youth participation is reshaping the country's future. Speaking at the final session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said the country is witnessing rapid growth across creative and technology-driven sectors, powered largely by young innovators and entrepreneurs. He said digital India has created a whole new community of creators and is driving the unprecedented rise of the orange economy, covering culture, content and creativity.
आज एक युवा ड्रोन बना रहा है तो दूसरा युवा एंटी ड्रोन सिस्टम बना रहा है कोई एआई कैमरा बना रहा है कोई रोबोटिक्स पर काम कर रहा है साथियों डिजिटल इंडिया ने भी भारत में क्रिएटर्स की एक नई कम्युनिटी खड़ी कर दी भारत आज ऑरेंज इकोनॉमी यानी कल्चर कंटेंट और क्रिएटिविटी का अभूतपूर्व विकास होते देख रहा है भारत मीडिया फिल्म गेमिंग म्यूजिक डिजिटल टैलेंट वीआर एक्सआर जैसे क्षेत्रों में एक बड़ा ग्लोबल सेंटर बन रहा है.
The Prime Minister highlighted that when the nation completes 100 years of independence in 2047, it will be the most important time for the lives of today's youth. He added their capability will become the capability of India and their success will take India's success to new heights.
आज आप सभी विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य की बागडोर थामे हुए हैं. साल 2047 में जब हमारी आजादी के 100 साल होंगे वहां तक की यात्रा भारत के लिए भी अहम है और यही वो समय है जो आपके जीवन में भी सबसे महत्वपूर्ण है. यानी बड़ी गोल्डन अपॉर्चुनिटी है आपके लिए. आपका सामर्थ्य भारत का सामर्थ्य बनेगा. आपकी सफलता भारत की सफलता को नई ऊंचाइयां जरूर देगी.
The Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on the 1st of next month, which falls on Sunday. The budget session of Parliament will commence on the 28th of this month and will continue till the 2nd of April with one break. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is on a 3-day visit to Gujarat from today. During the visit, Mr. Shah is scheduled to inaugurate several development projects and participate in the Uttarayan festivities across the state. On the first day of his visit today, Mr. Shah will inaugurate a newly constructed sports complex at the Arts and Commerce College in Mansa in Gandhinagar. Later, he'll perform the groundbreaking ceremony for the BSL4 Biotechnology Research Centre under the State Science and Technology Department in Pethapur. India's net direct tax collections have recorded a healthy growth in the current financial year up to mid-January. According to the Income Tax Department, the collection grew 8.82% to over 18.38 lakh crore rupees up to the 11th of this month. The increase has been driven by steady corporate tax receipts of 8.63 lakh crore rupees and strong contributions from individual taxpayers. The centre has deployed a national joint outbreak response team to assist West Bengal for effective containment after 2 suspected cases of Nipah virus were identified there. These suspected cases were identified on Sunday at the Virus Research and Diagnostic Laboratory of the Indian Council of Medical Research in Ames, Kalyani. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has shared a video in which Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said the central government firmly stands with the state government and it is providing comprehensive technical, logistical and operational support to the state government for the effective management and prevention of the outbreak. Mr. Nadda said he had also spoken to the West Bengal Chief Minister, Mamata Banerjee, and emphasized the need for centre-state coordination in this direction.
As soon as we received the news of these cases, Union Health Secretary discussed the situation with the Chief Secretary and Principal Secretary of Health of West Bengal. To help West Bengal stop the outbreak of the virus, we immediately established the National Joint Outbreak Response Team and have also joined the experts of the sub-institutes. The central government is standing firmly with the West Bengal government at this moment. The center is fully providing technical, logistical and operational support.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that countries maintaining commercial ties with Iran will face economic penalties from Washington. In a social media post today, Mr. Trump said any nation doing business with the Islamic Republic of Iran would be subject to a 25% tariff on all trade conducted with the United States, effective immediately. Meanwhile, the White House has said President Trump is keeping all options open in dealing with Iran, including the military action, but diplomacy remains his first choice. Interacting with the media, U.S. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said Trump believes in exploring diplomatic messages from Iran, even though public statements from Tehran differ from what the U.S. is hearing privately.
Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. He's told all of that what you're hearing publicly from the Iranian regime is quite differently from the messages the administration is receiving privately. And I think the president has an interest in exploring those messages. However, with that said, the president has shown he's unafraid to use military options if and when he deems necessary. And nobody knows that better than Iran.
Meanwhile, widespread protests continue in Iran, driven by high inflation, economic hardship and anger over governance. According to a U.S.-based human rights group, more than 600 people have been killed and over 10,000 arrested during the unrest. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a red colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. Cold wave conditions are expected over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Rajasthan, Delhi, Bihar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till Saturday. The festival of harvest, Lohri, is being celebrated today. It is mainly celebrated in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and the surrounding regions. This festival is associated with the joy of ripened crops and the sun's northward journey. People light bonfires in the evening, sing traditional songs and share moments of happiness with family and society. The festival also conveys a message of mutual love and unity. Although cold conditions in the state have forced children to remain inside their homes as of now, they will come knocking on doors today to get sweets while singing Lohri songs.
This is the song of the legendary Dulla Patti, which is being sung by all those who visit each other's homes to ask for Lohri sweets. Whatever age they are of, this song comes out naturally. In the evening, after praying at home, bonfires will be burned where all will sit around to celebrate the festival. The festival becomes all the more joyful for the newlyweds and parents of newborn babies. Special programs to celebrate Tiyandi Lohri, that means Lohri of daughters, are also on at various places in the state. It's a reflection of the positive transformation in society's mindset towards daughters. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu to be celebrated from today. In her message, the president said that these festivals symbolize the country's rich agricultural traditions and reflect its spirit of national unity. President Murmu noted that they highlight India's vibrant and diverse cultural heritage. The Ministry of Defence has announced free passes for the full dress rehearsal of the Republic Day 2026 parade at Kartavya Path. The passes will be available on the 15th and 16th of this month and can be booked free of cost. The full dress rehearsal of this year's Republic Day will be held on the 23rd of this month. The passes can be booked through the Amantran website at www.amantran.mod.gov.in or via the Amantran mobile app. The central government has notified the National Sports Governance National Sports Bodies Rules 2026 under the National Sports Governance Act 2025. The rules provide the framework for the inclusion of sportspersons of outstanding merit, composition of the general body and executive committees, election procedures and disqualification criteria for members of national sports bodies and regional sports federations. A report.
The rules also outline provisions for the National Sports Election Panel and specify procedures for registration and periodic updating of affiliate units with the National Sports Board. Among the salient provisions, these rules provide for inclusion of at least 4 sportspersons of outstanding merit SOMs in the general bodies of national sports bodies. For ensuring representation of women SOMs in the general body, the rules specifically provide for 50% of women sportspersons of outstanding merit in the general body. In the rules, a tiered criteria has also been prescribed and kept broad enough to meet requirements of different sports disciplines. In the tiered criteria, 10 tiers have been prescribed starting from sportspersons who have won gold, silver, or bronze medal in the Summer Olympic Games, Paralympic Games, or Winter Olympic Games, to sportspersons who have won gold, silver, or bronze medal in the National Games or a national championship. With Saklain Akhtar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Open 2026 badminton tournament will kick off at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will lead India's challenge in the competition. Currently ranked 18th, Sindhu is returning after a difficult 2025 season and a long injury layoff. She recently reached the semi-finals of the Malaysia Open and will be keen to build on that form at home. Malvika Bansor and young Tanvi Sharma will also represent India in the women's singles. In women's doubles, Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will lead the Indian challenge, which has a strong home presence. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty will face each other in the opening round, meaning only one will progress. Former World Championship medalists Kidambi Srikanth and H.S. Pranoy are also in the draw. In women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 12.1 overs. Earlier put into bat, UP Warriors posted 143 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sanjay. Most national dailies lead with the new US ambassador to India, Sergio Gore's comments on a likely US-India trade deal. The Times of India front page lead says, trade deal on, next call today, says new US envoy in Delhi. The Tribune quotes Mr. Gore as saying, for us, no partner as essential as India. Real friends can disagree. Talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz are also prominently noticed on the front pages. The Indian Express writes, from defence to visa-free transit, India and Germany push forward. Taking note of the setback to India's first space mission of 2026 on its front page, the Tribune reports, setback for ISRO as PSLV with 16 satellites veers off course. And finally, The Hindu has a special story on the Bamanwas Kankad Panchayat in Rajasthan. Reporting on this panchayat, the paper writes, in a first, Rajasthan Panchayat gets certified for going fully organic. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says combination of Digital India, startup growth and youth participation is reshaping country's future. United States imposes 25% tariff on countries doing business with Iran. IMD forecasts dense to very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. Festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated today. President Draupadi Murmu greets people on the occasion. And in sports, India Open 2026 badminton tournament begins in New Delhi today. And Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Women's Premier League cricket last night. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.